It's Emma and I'm chatting to Philip Whitehead, the Secretary of Crestbrook Band. He's going to tell us more about their appearance at a Coldplay concert. Well, thanks for joining us. So how did it all go?
It went really, really well. It was a long day, a coach trip down and back, but it was time well spent and we all had a really good time.
So just remind listeners, where was the concert actually taking place?
It took place at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, previously known as the Millennium Stadium, where a lot of big rugby events go there. 60,000 fans were arriving from 5 o'clock onwards, depending on your ticket. And we were inside the grounds, right next to the wall of the stadium. So we had people trickling in with the VIP tickets first and stopping and taking videos. And it went as a blur from then on, really.
So what was that experience like?
It really was fantastic. We had a lot of positive responses from people. We played several different brass band arrangements of Coldplay songs, which really went down very well. Someone from Coldplay recorded just over a minute worth of the song and put it on their Facebook page. So we were really chuffed by that, with a caption, you know, guess which song it is, and loads of people responding to that. It was quite unnerving initially because loads of people going past taking videos on the mobile phones of us, but we just concentrated on the music and just got on with it.
Now, did you actually get to see Coldplay in the concert then?
Well, we were given site passes so we could get in early to the ground and get set up, and also we could roam around the stadium, so we had a good opportunity to have a nosy round, and it was an amazing setup. They take the same stand, set of crew and everything with them across the world, and you can see that there was no space for a 30-piece band on this fixed stage that they used, with all the flame cannons and confetti cannons that they use and lights. And we took our seats to actually watch the concert and laughter. Amazing experience. If you get to see them live, then do so, because it really was a good experience.
Now, I know some of these, like you mentioned, the videos have been posted online. What sort of reaction and response have you had?
We've had a good response. There's been, to date, 342,000 views of our video on the Coldplay Facebook site, 185,000 on Instagram. So we've got over 500,000 views on there, together with exposure from East Midlands Today and a couple of bulletins on the day of the event, a bit on the local radio station for Derby, for BBC Radio Derby. But we've had posts like people saying, oh, how cool of them to welcome everyone to Coldplay's gig, band's playing it beautifully. The only negative comment was from someone that said, why couldn't you come down the day before and Coldplay played on the Tuesday and kept us entertained in the rain? Because I think we originally, the organisers last minute, thought we were coming on the Tuesday, not the Wednesday. So I think a few people, they must have put some publicity out to say that we were going to be in the grounds. And of course, when they couldn't find us, they posted, why didn't you come down yesterday? To be honest, I was glad because the weather was awful on the Tuesday, but it was fantastic on the Wednesday. So a good reception online as well, which is really nice to see.
Yeah. So do you think this will sort of have a positive impact then on the on people's understanding of brass band and brass band music?
Yes. I mean, we've had a few messages from people to say, "Oh, really good to hear, you know, modern songs being played in brass band." And I've explained to a few people actually how difficult, they didn't realise how difficult it is to transpose the music from what you call concert pitch into the brass band pitch. But it's, I think a few people have realised just what brass bands can do, and it's been exciting to share it in the brass band world to motivate players that you never know who's listening or what's around the corner. We're a village band and we always will be a village band. We're not professionals, but I think it was an experience that will remain with us and will motivate us when we play at the next concert. We've got one coming up Thursday the 27th of July, free concert at Barrel Inn at Breton. Come and listen to us and look across the fantastic views there and enjoy the music. That's what it's all about.
So what next for Crestbrook Band then? Do you think there'll be any other performances like this one?
Well, we were approached by the organiser who was looking after us on the day when we attended Coldplay's concert. They deal with the rugby events there at the stadium, home of the Welsh national team. And they said that they would be interested if we could ever come down and play at one of their events again. So it may be a watch this space for whether or not we go down and entertain some rugby fans before one of the next big matches. You never know.